Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Good evening. How is everyone? Happy Sunday. Yes, it's late. Better late than never. I'm never going to give that up. Better late than never. And I'm having a very, very long day. But the Lord tapped me on my shoulder and said, hey, you got work to do. So I had to come here and do my work. I'd like to start off with a prayer, if I could. Bow your heads if you're listening. Gracious God, thank you for this beautiful gift of Sunday morning and for the reminder that your mercies are new each day. I'm grateful for another day that I get to wake up in your loving presence and know that you're always near, no matter the day or time. Thank you for the night of restful, safe sleep and the gift of another day. Help me to prepare my heart to be attentive and focused on the day you've given me, every decision and interaction that I will have today. As I go about my day, I ask that you fill me with your peace. You help me to lay all my burdens down before you. Please settle my anxiety that is in my heart, and help me to rest in your presence and live in your love. In Jesus' name, amen. So tonight we will be doing, I don't think I'll have time to do both, but the goal is to do Psalm 17. So we're going to get through that. We're going to be right back. God is good all the time.
Got the word.
Oh,
I'll be at the great door. Give me a good E flat key. Come on. There were two men. Were the best of friends, but there was a major difference in these two men. One of the men was an atheist, and the other one was a Christian. But they were best of friends, and every now and then. The atheist would always pick at the Christian, and your God ain't real. You're talking to a dead man. He went on to say, I believe that Jesus existed one day, but he's dead. Your God does not exist. Then he'd fall out laughing. Well, they each had a business. They were joining rooms one to the other. The atheist owned a grocery store. And the Christian owned a shoe shop. Hallelujah. Many times interchangeably, they would each go over to each other's business. Looked like every time the Christian went over to the grocery store, his best friend, the atheist, would get him in front of all of his friends and run down his guard. But even the Christian went home and fell asleep. God stepped in his dreams and said, Christian, tell your atheist friend, I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Somebody say yeah. Yeah. I'm coming to your shop tomorrow. Well, the Christian woke up early the next morning. Got his bag. Put on his clothes. He couldn't hardly wait to get to work. I gotta tell my friend that Jesus is coming to my shop today. Well, he went into his shop about 2 hours early, and he couldn't hardly wait till he heard the key turning in his door. After a while, and by, the atheist put the key in his lock, went into his shop. The Christian jumped up and ran next door. But I got something to tell you. You've laughed at me for the last time. Jesus told me to tell you he's coming to my shop today, and he wants you to see it when he gets there. Somebody say glory. Say glory. They ain't missing man to get on out of here. You making that up. Jesus is not coming nowhere, because he's still in the grave. And as soon as the Christian walked out, and he went into his own shoe shop, after a while an old lady walked in. He said, Mister, I am so cold. Do you have an extra coat you could give to me? And every time the door of the Christian would open, listen, the atheist would run over and say, is that Jesus? and he walked out laughing. Well, the Christian reached up. He said, my wife left an old coat here. You can have it. Hallelujah. When the old lady walked out, in walks the little boy. Hallelujah. The Christian standing there looking at the little boy. The little boy said, mister, will you give me a piece of money so I can go next door and buy me a piece of meat? Hallelujah. So the Christian reached over and got some money out of his cash register to go next door and buy what you want. Hallelujah. And about that time, the atheist ran. He ran to the print shop. I guess you call this Jesus too. He said, no, I don't, but Jesus is coming to my shop. And so the little boy followed him out and went over to the grocery store. And before the atheist knew it, he'd given the little boy all the food he wanted and told him, you keep your money. Glory to God. After a while, an old man walked into the Christian shop. Said, mister, you got a sale going on over there. And you say, all the shoes have been left here for 30 days. You'd sell me a pair, but I don't have no money. And my feet are on the ground. Will you give me a pair, don't you? Oh, I tell you, I feel a dance working on me. They just ran in there. Said, when is your Jesus coming? The old man got the shoes and went on out. It was almost closing time. The Christian became so discouraged. So he's going to laugh at me again. And after a while, when the atheist came over to him, said, how do you know that Jesus is supposed to come today? And he reached back and got the Bible. And he showed me this scripture. The Gospel of St. Matthew, the 25th chapter and the 40th verse. He laid it up there and said, lock up my shop when you get through. And the Christian walked out of the door with his head bowed down. Yes, he did. After a while, the atheist went and began to read the scripture that said, in as much as you've done it unto the least of these. The little boy, in as much as you've done it to the least of these. The old lady, in as much as you've done it to the least of these. The old man, he said, oh, he came. I just didn't know it. He ran out the door and ran down behind the Christian. He said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus came. Your Jesus. Your Jesus came. Yes. Your Jesus. Your Jesus. Got the young man. He got the Christian by the hand. He said, come on and go back with me. I'm going back to your shop because he will come. He said, I want to give my heart to this man that you've been telling me all about. Say, anybody here? Do you know this man? Do you know this man? No. He will come.
It is not my big lock on the door that makes me safe. It's not bars on the windows that make me safe. Do y'all hear me today? No, no, no. It's not a security guard at the front gate that makes me safe. It's not the alarm system that I have on the wall that makes me safe. It ain't whatever I got in the drawer next to the bed that makes me safe. No, I lay down and I go to sleep because I know who my God is. Hallelujah. And because I know who my God is, I can lay down and go to sleep, singing to my soul. I got a feeling everything is gonna be alright. Oh, praise his name. I'm finished, church. My heart is full right now. I wish I could get it out of my mouth the way I feel it in my heart. But I just want to tell somebody something good got to come out of this. Because God is real. Because his grace is sufficient. Because his love is everlasting. Because his power is unlimited. Because his wisdom is perfect. Because his name is great. Because his grace is sufficient. Because his strength is perfected. I got a feeling something good has got to come out of this. I've seen the lightning flash. Just gotta let me say it for myself today. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt fear break the passion. Trying to conquer my soul. But I heard the voice of Jesus telling me, fight on, preach on, pray on, serve on, lead.
When I look back over my life and I think things over, I can truly say that I've been blessed. I've got a testimony. I feel all right, y'all. Won't the Lord do it? Won't he do it? Won't he fight your battles? Won't he make your enemies your footstool? Won't he give you joy and sorrow? Won't he give you hope for tomorrow? Won't he dry your tears? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he, won't he? Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Somebody scream. Somebody shout. Because he's able to pick you up. I know I'm qualified. Infection on my throat. Got down in my colon. Got in my inner ear. Couldn't even walk for myself. Couldn't even stand up by myself. Couldn't put no food in my stomach. But look at me today. I came to tell somebody I'm qualified. Not because I'm your pastor. Not because I have my doctorate. Not because my name is McKissick. But when I was sick, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. Ah. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Somebody say it. Glory. I know it's been rough for you. I see you in the spirit, but the devil is a lie. I'm talking to some prayer warriors. You've been praying, but look like ain't nothing happened. But the devil is a lie. You got to keep on praying. Pray when you feel like it. Pray when you don't feel like it. Because just when you think not, God is saying, now I'm ready. Because the Bible is right. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. It's morning time. Are you ready for your blessing? Are you ready for your anointing? Are you ready for your healing? Are you ready for your breakthrough? I wish I had some help here. Grab somebody by the hand and say, neighbor, I feel you. I know it's been rough, but the devil is alive. I got your hand, and God told me to go to the next level. And because I got your hand, I gotta take you with me. Now say, come on, let's go to the next level. Yeah, hallelujah. I know that God's gonna do it. God's gonna take you there. This is your year. This is your time. You're a giant killer. God is with you. Come on, Goliath. You come with me with sword in hand, with spear in hand, with a shield. But I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, in the name of Jehovah, in the name of my Prince of Peace, in the name of my healer, in the name of my deliverer, in the name of my way maker, in the name of my burden bearer, in the name of my problem solver, in the name of my doctor, in the name of my lawyer, in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord. I got the victory. I'm walking in victory. I'm talking in victory. I'm moving in the anointing. Yes, I am. Anybody know you got it? Anybody know you got it? Tell three people, I got it, I got it, I got it. He's relentless, but stand your ground. Don't go nowhere. Stand right there. God will give you the victory. Shout glory. Shout glory. Oh, glory. I got the victory. I got it right now. I'm going up in the name of the Lord. I'm not running, but I'm standing my ground. I'm going up in the name of the Father. I'm going up in the name of the Son. I'm fighting in the name of the Holy Ghost. When I let this rock go, devil, you falling. Diabetes, you falling. Cancer, you falling. Depression, you're falling. Stress, you're falling. You just ain't gonna fall. But I'm gonna step on you. I'm gonna hold you down. I'm gonna praise on you. I'm gonna shout on you. I dare you to grab somebody. Say, come on out of there. You can't fight being depressed. You can't fight being doubtful. But come on. Let's go. Say, where you going? Say, we're going to the next level. Yeah. Hallelujah. The devil is alive. I got the victory on Wednesday night. I got the victory
on Wednesday night. I got the victory. Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Anybody got the victory? Oh, I tell you to tell somebody, I got it, I got it, I got it.
Put your arm around somebody and say, hang on in there. Just a little while longer. God will deliver. Oh, hang on in there. Oh, hang on in there. You gotta hang on in there. God will deliver. Anybody know God will? Anybody believe God will? I want you to hug somebody and tell them God will. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Oh! Solid ground. You ought to tell somebody, it may not take all of that for you, but you speak for yourself. It takes all of that for me. He's done so much. He's done so much. He's been so good that I've got to praise his name. He's opened so many doors. I've got to tell God, thank you. You don't mind if I talk about him, do you? You don't mind if I mention his name, do you? He's been so good to me that every time I stand up to preach, I gotta call his name. You don't mind if I go through it, do you? He's a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in a time of storm. He's a friend when you're friendless. Bread when you're hungry. He's water when you're thirsty. Y'all know him, don't you? He's God's only son. He's Mary's baby boy. He's James and Jude's older brother. He's Matthew's king. He's Mark's suffering servant. He's Luke's great physician. He's John's word made flesh. He's Acts coming of the Holy Ghost. He's the only begotten of the Father. He's the blessed and the only potentate. He's the shepherd and the bishop of our souls. He's a lily of the valley. He's a bright and the morning star. He's the rose of Sharon, distinctive in supernatural capacity, superlative in sovereign majesty, exclusive in spiritual beauty, radiant in eternal splendor, matchless in supernal deity. He's the God of gods. He's the Prince of princes. He's the fairest of 10,000. He's the bright and the morning star. Is there anybody here who knows my Jesus? Is there anybody here who knows my Lord? If the Lord opened doors for you, come on, help me praise him. If the Lord made a way for you, and you don't mind lifting your hands, if the Lord brought you out, and you don't mind telling him thank you, why don't you tell him thank you, 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 thank you for my mother, thank you for my father, thank you for Jesus. One Friday, he died, didn't he die, but Sunday morning, he arose. I know he's alright. I know he's alright. He walks with me. He talks with me.
He tells me I am his own. And the joy, joy, joy. You don't mind if I tell my story, do you? The reason why I shout so much, the reason why I praise so much, is because 7 years ago, I was in the hospital, and the doctor said I would only live 2 hours. But here I am at the Church Without Walls testifying. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Then the doctor said, if he lives, you're going to have to put him in a nursing home. He'll be a vegetable the rest of his life. But here I am in the pulpit at the Church Without Walls, clothed and in my right mind. He's able. He's able. He's able. He's able. Why don't you grab somebody? Why don't you encourage somebody? Tell them whatever you're going through, he's able. Whatever you are up against, he's able. He's able. He's able. I know he's all right.
Why don't you just hunt your neighbor and tell him, I just got to testify, I'm still here. Oh, come on. That was the wrong neighbor. Tell another neighbor on the other side, thank God I'm still here. The only reason I made it this far is because he's keeping me right now. The burden is heavy, but he's keeping me. There are tears in my eyes, but he's keeping me. I don't know how I'm going to pay my bills, but he's keeping me. I got a bad report from the doctor, but he's keeping me. My marriage is on the rocks, but the Lord is keeping me. Have I got a witness? I got one more word, and I'm letting you alone. The same God that keeps you from this time forth, the psalmist says he will keep you forevermore, which means whatever tomorrow is going to bring. I don't know what 2014 will hold, but I'm glad to report that whatever comes, the Lord keep you forevermore. Have I got a witness? I'm sitting. I didn't mean to go that far. I just need to testify. What a fellowship. What a joy divine. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness. What a peace is mine. Everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arm. Shake three people's hand and I'm quitting now. I just wanted to help somebody. Look at somebody, shake their hand and just tell them, that's how I made it. Let that be your testimony. That's how I made it. Woo! That's how I made it. I've been leaning. Anybody can say that? Leaning.
Subscribe to Brother Rollins Videos for Christ on YouTube.
Oh, God is good. They get it in, don't they? I want to make sure I get my Psalms in. This Psalm 17. And just cause, oh Lord, attend to my cry. Give ear to my prayer from lips free of deceit. From your presence, let my vindication come. Let your eyes behold the right. You have tried my heart. You have visited me by night. You have tested me, and you will find nothing. I have proposed that my mouth will not transgress. With regard to the work of man, by the word of your lips, I have avoided the ways of violence. My steps have held fast to your path. My feet have not slipped. I call upon you, for you will answer me, O God. Incline your ear to me. Hear my words. Show your strength, your steadfast love, a savior of those who seek refuge. Refuge from their adversaries at your right hand. Keep me as the apple of your eye. Hide me in the shadow of your wings from the wicked who do me violence, my deadly enemies who surround me. They close their hearts to pity. With their mouths they speak arrogantly. They have now surrounded our steps. They set their eyes to cast us to the ground. He is like a lion eager to tear, as a young lion lurking in ambush. Arise, O Lord, confront him. Subdue him. Deliver my soul from the wicked by your word, from men by your hand, O Lord, from men of the world. Whose portion is in this life, do fill their womb with treasure. They are satisfied with children, and they leave with abundance to their infants. As for me, I shall behold your face in righteousness. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with your likeness. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. And Psalm 18. I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompass me. The torrents of destruction assail me. The cords of Sheol tangled me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I call upon the Lord, to my God. I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundation also of mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils, and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coils flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rose on the cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made the darkness covering his canopy around him, thick cloud dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones, coils of fire, broke through the clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens. The Most High uttered his voice. Storms and coals of fire, and he sent out his arrows. He scattered them. He flashed their forth lightning and rooted them. Then the channels of the sea were seen. The foundations of the world were laid. Bore at the rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from the high rock to me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from my strong enemy and from those who hated me. For they were too mighty for me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity. But the Lord was my support. He brought me out into the broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my way of righteousness. According to the cleanliness of my hand, he rewarded me. For I keep that always of the Lord, and I have not wickedly departed from my God. For all of his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanliness of my hand in his sight. With the merciful you show yourself merciful. With the blameless man you show yourself blameless. With the purified you show yourself pure. With the crooked, you make yourself seem tortoise, for you save a humble people, but the haunting eyes you bring down, for it is you who lights my lamp. The Lord, my God, lightens my darkness, for by you I can run against the troop, and by the God I can leap over the wall. This God, his way is perfect. The way of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with the strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of deer. He set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend and bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation. Your right hand supported me. Your gentleness made me great. You gave me the wide place where steps under me. My feet did not slip. I pursue my enemies and overtake them. I did not turn back until we were consumed. I threshed through them, though that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet, for you equipped me with the strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turn their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. I cried for help, but there was no one to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer to them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mirror of the streets. You delivered me from the strife with the people. You made me the head of the nation. People who I have not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. The foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortress. The Lord lives and blessed the rock and exalted the God of my salvation, the God who gave me vengeance and subdued people under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. He delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, amongst the nations. Sing to your name. Great salvation brings his king and shows steadfast love to his anointed. Yeah. David and his offspring forever. That was perfect timing, Lord. God is good. All you have to do is trust him and believe in him. And if you don't, that's okay. Come here every Sunday. I can help you. He's a good, merciful, giving God. And I love him with all my heart. Make sure that you stay tuned with us all week. We have two different platforms now. And I want to make sure that you're over there at Podbean as well as over here in Blog Talk. We love you here. God is good. Have a blessed week. Love, peace, and hearing peace. Good night.
99 and a half won't do.